Hi, Alan. Well, just before we put the Kleenex away, other brands of tissues are available, this is your old friend Ian Wolstenholme, who just wanted to interject on such a landmark occasion. It's been my continuing pleasure to be a friend and colleague in the organ world for a good few years now, but by the time we first met in the early 1980s, you were already on the BBC airwaves in Manchester, and in those pre-internet times provided music, news and information for fans of our kind of music in the region. It's just a pity that I'd never listened to pedal percussion and pipes, so didn't know you from Adam, whoever he is. In fact, I was in my own little bubble a few miles up the A62 in Oldham's Hospital Radioland, playing much the same kind of music but with the added technical benefits of copper wires, plastic tube earphones and rather dodgy telephone lines. None of this quality 206 metres medium wave nonsense for us. Oh no. Anyway, at least my bedbound listeners couldn't switch off the music, though I'm reasonably sure they did get fed up of looping Reginald Dixon and Klaus Wunderlich LPs, pretty much the only source of organ music in those Radio Cavell record library days. I seem to recall it was my late father, so he's a lot to answer for, who one Sunday afternoon around 5 muttered those immortal words, "What's for tea?" but then qualified with, "Ian," it was good that he remembered my name, "have you heard this bloke with a funny voice on Radio Manchester?" Actually, I quite liked Alec Greenulch, but anyway, soon realised that this Alan Ashton chap was a very good presenter. Thinks I wonder if he'd like to be a guest on my Sounds Organised programme. So out came the Olivetti typewriter. Other brands of typewriter are now probably not available these days. And a letter fired off to Radio Manchester, P.O. Box 90, Oxford Road, Manchester, M41SJ. "Dear Mr. Ashton, would you like to come and appear?" etc., etc. Well, Alan, you obliged without hesitation, and in an eventful live half hour, I seem to recall, one of the studio acoustic wall tiles fell off, the tape machine jammed, just the usual things, I guess, but you know, you took the time to visit one of the hospital wards with me after the show and meet the listeners. A few weeks later, you reciprocated, which is a habit you really need to try and break, and there was little old me sitting in the pedal percussion and pipe studio co-presenting an edition with you. Well, festivals across the UK followed, your kind gestures of contacting record companies to put me on their mailing lists, being a part of the Association of Organ Enthusiasts, writing for organ and keyboard magazines, producing mine and Kay's wedding video. The list goes on. Then retirement, almost out of the blue, to deepest, darkest Cornwall, away from city bustling life, where from your home studio, Organ First Radio has been there with more than 170 monthly episodes featuring the very best of music and guests to a now global audience. Well, those are just a few of my memories, Alan, but it's not just about me, thank goodness. I think some of your organ world friends would like to have something to say on the matter.
It's Janet Dowsett from Reading, wishing you loads of good luck in your retirement. Great memories of many years ago when you compared so many Clavinova Festival finals for us. Do you remember those? Do you remember the one at Tatton Park? Great memories. Wishing you all the very best. Take care. Bye.
Dave Nicholas, Birkenhead. Hello, and congratulations, Alan, on your 50 years. We've known each other that time. And, of course, we've had many happy days with this sort of thing. But the two special things I'd like to mention, of course, the Hammond record, which you were involved with, and the BBC broadcast, because we did quite a lot of interviews. And, of course, it's all the years. It's amazing how time has gone. And wishing you a happy retirement. Take care, Dave.
Hello, this is Dean Martin speaking from Blackpool. Alan, this is just for you, just to say thank you for all the years of broadcasting that you've done, the mentions you've given me, the airplay that you've produced the records through, and the CDs, and of course going back as far as the cassettes. You've been absolutely great, and it's a shame you're retiring, but some things have to come to an end. But I'm sure your end of your retirement starting, should I say the end of your programme and your retirement starting, will be wonderful. May I wish you every happiness in your retirement, good health, and just enjoy what you're doing. At least you'll have time to do it now. God bless and loads of love from Jean Martin. Bye-bye for now.
Hello, Alan. My name is John Paul Gard from Bristol. And thank you so much for all of your amazing shows over all of the years. Really fantastic work. And really congratulations on your retirement. And enjoy the rest of your time. Thanks very much.
Hi, Alan. From your Cumbrian lass, Angela Turner-Johnson. Thank you so much, pal, for all the guidance and help you've given me over the years. I don't think any of us will ever forget the fun we all had in my parents' pub, the Bird in Hand. Also, you producing my first cassette by a waterfall. Enjoy your retirement.
Hello, Hal. Alan, it's your good friend, your old friend, Nick Martin here from Leicester. Just wishing you a happy retirement. 50 years on the airwaves, some remarkable, remarkable achievement. Congratulations and well done to you. It's time maybe to take it a bit easier though now. And I would just like to say I really appreciate all the great things you've done to encourage me and help me over the years. Obviously, introducing me to Nigel Turner, getting me started at Turner's, and obviously, the introduction as well to Terry Charles. I believe you sent him one of my cassettes, and so that led to many great things as well. Sadly, Terry's not so good these days, but I'm still in touch with him, as I know you are. But my grateful thanks, and you take it easy, and it's been a pleasure calling you a friend. All the best to you. Bye for now.
Well, Mr. Ashton, after 50 years of supporting the organ and keyboard world, you're finally hanging up your headphones. I remember you back in the 1970s and 1980s, coming round at organ festivals, etc. You're always so supportive of the keyboard world and the people in it. We will miss you. It's one of the cornerstones of our little world has been your radio programme. So from me, Andy Carville, enjoy your retirement and thank you for everything you've done over the years.
Hi Alan, it's Andrew Tootle here, formerly of Goulburn, now living in St Helens. It's just a quick message to wish you well. Thank you for all your hard work and support of me and of the organ and keyboard world over the years. Yeah, I remember many years ago now you sent me a cassette with lots of new ideas, new music. It's a great use and it kind of sums up how much support you gave me as an up-and-coming young organist at the time. I wish you well. I hope you stay in touch and take care and see you soon.
Hello, Alan. It's Ian King from MSS Studios here, speaking to you from a sunny Snowdonia. I just wanted to wish you all the best in your retirement and to thank you for all your help over the past 22 years or so. It all started way back with your organised keyboards reviews, which ran in our Organ First magazine from 1999 to 2007. This was followed by Organ First Radio. So thank you for all the time and effort you put into all those shows over the last 14 years. I know my late father Jerry would also have liked to pass on his best wishes.
Hello, Alan. Howard Beaumont here. I'd just like to say that I thank you so much for all the great recordings you've played over the years, and especially mine, of course, on your radio programmes. I well remember when we first met, it was at Ronald Curtis's Paramount Organ Works near Bolton, and you were the compere there for that afternoon. And it was a great, really learning curve as to how to perform theatre organ concerts in those early days of my career. And after that, of course, we met at the Pontins Organ Festival in Morecambe, Middleton Towers. And what happy memories we've all got of those days. And that was born from a visit I made down to Sam Bay, and I met Bob Chappell, who was the entertainment officer for Pontins. And he was a real jovial West Country character, you'll probably remember. And it was at a model makers exhibition I was doing with model trains. Absolutely fantastic they were. And I was there just to try and sell some Baldwin organs. And I ended up doing a concert. And Bob said to me, he says, "You know, Howard, I got an idea. I think we should have an organ festival." And the rest is history, we did. And after that, of course, you had your radio programmes up in Manchester, and always did your best to feature me if I had made any theatre organ recordings. And you had some wonderful interviews with people like Reginald Dixon, who I met many years after that. Also, I'd just like to say a big thank you to you for playing so many of my tracks over the years on Organ First Radio. And it always helps, you know, to publicise what the organ world does and sell a few CDs in the process. I'd just like to wish you all the very best in your retirement, Alan, and may the sun always shine on you. Bye for now.
Hi, Alan. Is it possible that we have known you for 50 years and now you're going to retire and join us as we are retired with plenty of time on your hands to listen to all those records while you sip coffee or perhaps brandy and have a lovely retirement?
Yes,
you deserve it.
Have a lovely retirement.
Hi, this is Alex McAllister calling from the West Midlands. I'd just like to wish Alan Ashton a very, very happy retirement. Long deserved, I'm absolutely certain of it. And but thank you very much for everything that you've done for us, the organ community. Just wish you all the very best. Cheers. All the best.
Hello, Alan. It's Andrew Varley here from sunny Southsea. Many thanks for all the wonderful programmes you have given us over the years, and also for including some of my CD tracks. It was lovely to meet you when I played at a couple of organ clubs down your way, and I wish you all the very best in your retirement. Thank you for all the music, Alan. Best wishes, Andrew.
Hello there, Alan. It's Ian Flitcroft here, wishing you all the very best for your well-deserved retirement. For those of us who've been performers, and the many who've enjoyed listening to organ music, you've done so much over the years to help sustain the scene. But now it's time for you to put your feet up, enjoy listening to a few tracks, I'm sure, and enjoy a long and well-deserved retirement. I shall always be very grateful for that first recording session at the Free Trade Hall, Manchester. I remember very well you sitting in the middle of the circle while I recorded a few tracks for you on the ex-Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer organ. Particularly touching for me because that was where, not so long before actually, my teacher Ernest Broadbent had performed his last full concert. So there we are, all the best, take care of yourself, bye-bye for now.
Hello Alan, this is Michael Carter, organist and editor of the Cinema Organ Society Journal. I hear you're hanging up the headphones, so I just wanted to wish you a very happy retirement and say thanks for all the music.
Hello, dear Alan. Andreas and myself, we want to wish you a beautiful and deserved retirement. Thank you for your enthusiastic work for our instrument, the organ, over so many years. We will never forget our uncountable meetings in England and also here in Germany. Even Felix still keeps the little British car in honor which you gave him when he was a child. Thank you for your friendship and support, and hopefully we will meet again soon. Stay healthy. Yours, Claudia Hirschfeld.
Hello Alan, it's Ian Darlington here. Just a little message to congratulate you on a well-deserved retirement. And if I can just say a special thank you from myself for all the encouragement that you gave me, particularly in the early years. You were very, very kind indeed to me and gave me lots of support and certainly helped me along my way, that's for sure. So once again, all the best to you, Alan. Okay, and look after yourself. Bye.
Hi, Alan. It's Chris Powell here. On behalf of myself and Joanne, just want to say a thousand thanks for all your friendship and everything that you've done for us over the last few years. It was a great afternoon that we had with you down in St. Austell, wasn't it, a few years ago. Thoroughly enjoyed spending that time with you down there with the fish and the cats and all that kind of thing. Been great knowing you all these years, mate. And as I say, you know, thank you so much for all your kind contributions and the wonderful reviews and the tracks, of course, on the radio station, etc., etc. Here's wishing you a very happy retirement, lots of happy memories still to come, and hope very much to see you, perhaps down in Cornwall, in the not-too-distant future. Once again, on behalf of myself and Joanne, you take care. All the very best, Alan. Cheers, and God bless.
Hi Alan, it's Anthony Lomas. Believe it or not, it's about 35 years since we first met at the organ festivals in Morecambe. Some great years we had. But from me, it's a big thank you for everything you've done for the organ world and music in general. We've had some great times. All the best, mate. Take care.
Hi Alan, this is James Sargent calling from Hull. I really do wish you the very, very happiest retirement. After all the years that you've put in such sterling work to promote the organ world, very fond memories of seeing yourself and Dorothy at various events over the years, and especially fond memories of the evening that you came to one of my shows with the wonderful Graham Wright. I really hope that you have a fantastic retirement, Alan, and wish you all the very, very best.
Well, hello, Alan. Too long. No, see, it's the Pegler here. And I've been thinking about things to say to someone who I have known for an awfully long time. And I can't think of a thing. Can you believe that? No, I'm only joking, as well you know. We do go back an awfully long way. I think Napoleon was still a lad. I was trying to remember when it was, but I think it was... I met you first more or less at the time that the organ festivals were moving out of Prestatyn to the walls of Norfolk, I think. And you were such a lovely, lovely guy in terms of just letting me get on with my stupid nonsense and being a part of it. I can remember coming up to Manchester to do an interview with you on your radio show when you were in Manchester, and just being stupid, really. But it was such a good laugh. You took me to the Rover's Return. Do you remember taking me to the Rover's Return and we met Doris Speed? And then, of course, the drugs and the alcohol kind of kicked in, and we lost kind of touch then. Oh, no, that wasn't you. That was Lynn Madden. That's right. You were such an inspirational guy in terms of wanting to promote young talent. And although a lot of the names unfortunately escaped me now because I'm almost 103, you spent so much time allowing them to hone their craft. It's sad that there's nowhere to go now and be bad. And being bad sometimes is what it is that teaches you what the good things are. Having said that, I think the standard of organ keyboard playing at the moment has gone through the roof. I've heard some, even though I'm not really part of it anymore, I've heard some absolutely amazing things. And I'm thinking, well, actually, all the stuff that you did in the festivals and allowing the young talent to have a platform is absolutely admirable. And I think if I just wanted to remember you, you know, other than the dressing up, of course, if I wanted to remember you in any particular way, it would be your passion for promoting the young talent. And for that, I think there are an awful lot of people around who should be incredibly grateful to you. Now, as usual, I've got the old verbal diarrhea back, but I just wanted to say hi. I can't really believe that your show is coming to an end after all of this time, and that will be a very sad loss to many people. Not me, of course, I couldn't care less, but to a lot of people, it will be very, very sadly missed. But I think you should know that there are a lot of people who hold you in very high regard and who regard you as their friend. And I would like you to know that I absolutely regard you as my friend. Even though we haven't seen each other for absolutely ages, you are still very much in my thoughts. If you are going to retire, I wish you a happy retirement. Do lots of things that make you happy. And thank you for being a little part of my life. So God bless you, Alan. And maybe we'll speak to each other again soon. All right. Take care.
So there you go, Alan. I hope you enjoyed those memories. From many of the great and good from the organ and keyboard world, there are so many who owe you a tremendous debt of gratitude for helping to springboard their careers. Not bad for someone who, as you often admitted, could neither play nor read a note of music. Thank you for your contributions to the organ scene in all its many guises. And on a personal note, I would not be doing today that which I love had it not been for your encouragement, support and kindness. Now, must get back to work. These public conveniences won't clean themselves. Have you seen me brush anywhere? I don't believe it. Some has nicked it. Come back, you. Happy retirement, Alan.
Oi, come here. I've seen you. Come here, you little...